Are you guys ready to be absolutely blown away? Are you ready to become so visible in your business, attracting so many leads and multiplying your growth? Who would like to see that happen? I am so excited to bring to the stage a dear friend of mine, and he is a rock star. Billie Jean is the founder and CEO of Billie Jean is Marketing, Inc., a top-ranked agency and educational hub for digital advertising and customer acquisition. His personal ads have been seen 800 million times. Did you hear me? 800 million times across Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Billie has over 115,000 students in 75 countries and has worked with several of the largest franchises across the globe, been featured in some of the leading publications like Forbes, Entrepreneur, Huffington Post. He's also keynoted on very well-known stages, including my stage and now here at Level Up Live in front of tens of thousands of people. He's ranked in the 2019-2020 Inc. 5000 Most Successful Companies in America. Help me give it up for Billie Jean Shaw.
I appreciate you. What's up? What y'all know about this one? Anybody know this song?
Now I'm craving your body.
My voice is horrible. All right, kill the music. Fine. What's up, everybody? How you guys doing? This stage is incredible. This event is incredible. For those of you that aren't familiar with me, Allison told me not to curse. It's a challenge for me. I have to keep everything appropriate. So I'm going to go borderline. It's going to be close. It's going to get weird at time. It's going to be awkward. But nonetheless, we're going to have some fun. And I'm going to teach you guys some things today that's going to make you sales now. Not tomorrow. Things you can implement right now, this second. So having said that, buckle up. I'll try my best and let's have some fun. Title, nothing works. So here's the only marketing strategy left to try in 2021. Consider the first part of this presentation kind of like a eulogy because things have changed. Gyms, rest in peace. Brick and mortar, rest in peace. Restaurants, rest in peace. Hotels, rest in peace. Travel, rest in peace. Live events, rest in peace. In addition to all of these industries being forever changed, these are changing too. Some would say they're on their way out. Facebook ads, this is coming from the social media guy, Instagram ads, YouTube ads, email marketing, it's all dying. So it feels like we're in this hard place to be an entrepreneur where nothing is working. So I did what any great entrepreneur would do when nothing works. I sold nothing. It's probably the craziest marketing experiment that I've ever done. I literally created a sales page. Here it is. It says, yes, I would like to add nothing to my order for a one-time payment of $9.95. Yep, you read that right. For less than 10 bucks, you can get, I can't even say this is a straight face. For less than 10 bucks, you can get immediate access to absolutely nothing. Once you purchase nothing at the discounted rate of $9.95, you will receive nothing but an email confirming that you purchased nothing. Nothing isn't just a lifestyle. Nothing isn't just a state of mind. Nothing is nothing. How many nothings do you think we sold? Well, the answer is 523. We had 523 people crazy enough to take me up on this offer of nothing, which generated $5,203 in sales. And the crazy part is that's just enough to pay for my Lambo for the month. But here's the other weird thing. If you look at my Lambo, you'll notice the license plate. It says I'm black. Why is that relevant? It's not, but it's funny. And it was one of my most liked posts on social media of all time. So what is selling nothing and having my license plate let people know that I'm black have to do with marketing? Why do these work? Why do these function so well? Because they make people smile. We live in this age right now where everyone's looking for the best hack. Everybody's looking for the best thing. Oh, what do I do? How do I make my conversions go? The answer is you make people smile. It's a marketing strategy that works every single time, and it's worked since the beginning of time. Remember when we used to go to restaurants back in the day? Well, which server made the most money? Every single time, which server made the most money? The one that made you smile. Without a shadow of a doubt, that's how you got tipped big, okay? In addition to that, theme parks. Remember those? We would stand in line for 6 hours for a ride that lasted 6 minutes because it made us smile? What is going on here? Remember this guy? This guy? This guy? You know what they all have in common? Hot wives. How'd they get them? Because they made them smile and the rich, which also makes people smile. Smiling is the ticket. Smiling, smiling is the key. All right, so we live in an age right now where we're challenged because entrepreneurs, we have a hard time keeping people on our website for 6 seconds. We have a hard time keeping people on the phone for 6 seconds because I guarantee you, if you look at all your sales material, if you look at all your marketing materials, in your meetings, you rarely took a step back and said, hey, is this landing page going to make people smile? Is this website going to make people smile? Is this going to make them laugh? It sounds like something intangible and rah-rah, but it's not. It literally increases sales every single time. So how? Methodically, scientifically proven, how do you make people smile? Well, the answer is simple. You sell them crack. Like, hold on, where's this going, man? What are you talking about? Tipping people? People, what's going on? Well, let me explain. Crack. The C is for creativity. How do you make social media work? Everybody knows they're supposed to do it, but how do you be successful at it? Well, number one is stop trying to be creative. I'm gonna say that again. Stop trying to be creative. You go into your room, a coffee shop, you put your headphones on, and you try and think of the next best, greatest thing. Simpler than that. Follow a model that already works, like Allison's or someone else's. So here's a tool I want you guys to write down right now this second. It's a game changer when I found out about it. It's called Facebook Ads Library. It's called Facebook Ads Library. And this very, very free tool allows you to just go to Google, type in Facebook Ads Library. And the number one question I get, being the quote unquote social media guy, is Billy, does that stuff actually work for me? My industry is so different, et cetera. So what you can do with the Facebook Ads Library is you can go to the search bar that you see on the screen right there, and you can type in an industry, like insurance, for example. And within a second, you will get all sorts of companies that are running successful advertisements for insurance. 2 seconds. Click a button and you can see. You can see how long they've been running. You can see every single different version they're running. You can even click the ad and see where it goes. And you can model that. So secondly, in addition to this, for some of the campaigns, you can even see how much they spent. All the political campaigns and all that, you can see what they're doing. And here's one thing that's almost always true. No one's spending a lot of money on marketing that doesn't work. So find the ones that have been spent the most on and model it, duplicate it, learn from it, study it, see which ones make you smile. Another non-creative way to be creative is Google Image Search. It's always hard to kind of find the right thing to say. We always kind of struggle with that. Like, I know I need to write, but what do I say? And like, I want to have a powerful quote or something like that. Then go to Google. Go to Google, type in quotes about inspiration, quotes about fitness, quotes about insurance, quotes about anything, and then select the Images tab. And then you pretty much get the biggest Pinterest board in the world that will give you quotes. Quotes that you can use right now till the end of time, and ask yourself one question. Which one of these quotes actually made you smile? And then use it. They're free. You can use them right here. In addition to this, headlines. How do you say something catchy to get someone's attention? Number one is stop trying to make up stuff and go to the best in the world. Go to the people who make millions of dollars writing headlines to capture attention. BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed is so good at getting us to waste time. Here's some of the examples of the headlines. This TikToker just explained the most iconic Mean Girls joke, and I can't believe I missed it. 16 extremely inappropriate movie and TV moments that never should have happened. A New York realtor showed the worst apartment in New York City and people's jaws are on the floor. What you need to pay attention to there is format. What these are templates that you can plug and play with. So you can go to that one that says a New York realtor showed the worst apartment and substitute anything you want, right? A New York gym owner showed the worst gym or the best gym. Literally plug and play your industry, your business, and use their template. But just stop wasting time trying to be cute and overly creative. Next, in this formula of selling crack, is really cool gifts. I got a question for you guys. What is the client that pays you the most money, how much they're worth? Your highest ticket, your highest product, your highest service, your superb top of the ladder, all the bells and whistles. What's that number? What's that number? How much do they pay? See, I'm the social media guy, but people underestimate how well gifts work, traditional mail, a little bit of thinking outside the box. I'll give you some examples. Here's a great website you guys should take a picture of right now. It's called Handwritten, but it's spelled a little bit uniquely there, Handwritten. And this website is awesome because you go there, you can type out a note and pick a template, et cetera, and then it will make it handwriting. And there's all different styles that you can choose, et cetera. You can sign off, and then you can even add a PS telling them to go to your website. This is how you scale personal touch, but you also scale your time simultaneously. In addition to this, landing a meeting with anyone. These ones I learned because people did it to me, and it was fantastic. This was one of them. I get a bottle, I'm at the office or the house, and I get this bottle of Dom Perignon. Did I say that right? Dom Perignon, whatever the hell it is, right? Expensive champagne. And I see this thing, and I pick it up, and I'm like, is this engraved? Is this writing? And this is exactly what it said. Billie Jean, reply to my Instagram DM. That's what he said. I was like, whoa, that's pretty good. That got my attention. So I did. I went on his podcast, I spoke at their event, and I said, dude, that was the best way someone's ever got my attention. It probably cost him $100. And I guarantee you when he sends those, he's probably getting like a 90% return rate. And the only thing that upped that was the time that somebody sent a tire to my office. A big tire came to my office. You know, FedEx like rolls it in. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? Don't just put a tire in my office. That's not cool. I roll it around, roll it out, and there's a sign taped to it. It said, Billie Jean, are you ready to leave treads or tire marks all over this world? We can do something big together. We're a massive franchise, and I think the two of us together can leave our treads all over this. And I'm like, that's pretty good. $400 direct mail piece. I responded. We linked up. It got together. Direct mail. People sleep on this. And then the favorite one is pizza. Don't want to spend a lot of money? Buy the office pizza. Send a pizza a week. I guarantee you, you will land sales. How simple. Send some darn pizza. I didn't do it again. Okay. Continuing on. Selling crack is agree. Anybody in relationships here? By show of hands, show me you're in a relationship. Yeah. You got a girlfriend. And we all know the easiest way out of fight and to where we want to be is to agree. But it works with your customers too. There's a feature inside of Facebook, and all it is a button that you press. Here's what it looks like. It says, likely to engage with U.S. political content that's liberal. There's another one that says, likely to engage with U.S. political content that's conservative, meaning you get to show your ad, your message to anybody you want, and you can click a button and show it to conservatives or liberals. So you know what you say? Simple. I agree that Joe Biden's my president, buy my stuff. And you know what you say on the other side? Trump won by a landslide. Are you kidding me? What a scam. Buy my stuff. Agree. Doesn't matter. It's all the same thing. Have some fun with it. In addition to this, you can agree by somebody's interest. You can go onto Facebook and type in popular subjects. You can even type in popular TV shows like ABC's The Bachelor. I'm not saying that I've ever seen the show or that I'm rooting for Matt and, you know, Bree is a little questionable and Piper is all over. Like whatever. Like, I don't watch the show. But what I am telling you guys is that by typing in something, you can show an ad to people who watch The Bachelor and then insert yourself into the conversation and make an offer. These are easy wins. In addition to this, clarity. This is something that I see people struggle with all of the time, not being concise. There's a book that I highly recommend. It's not an affiliate deal or anything like that, but it will help everybody. It's called Cashvertising. And it talks about the importance of not using a lot of syllables. not using a lot of paragraphs, not using a lot of sentences. So I want to show you guys a couple of resources that you can use. Write this one down. It's called the Hemingway app. It's a website that you go to, hemingwayapp.com, if you haven't heard about it. But it allows you to copy and paste your books, your emails, your sales pages, your websites, whatever it is. And then it'll give you a message, like at the bottom. It says, 6 of 28 sentences are very hard to read. 2 of 28 sentences are hard to read. 5 phrases have simpler alternatives. It's free! Scale of 1 to 10, how helpful are these resources that are free? I have a saying, what you don't know will put you out of business. So you guys are all in the right place. Continuing on, making sure your message is clear. Sometimes some of us have high-ticket products and services, or maybe you should add them if you don't have them, as Allison was saying earlier. So how do you only show your message to people who you know can afford it? Well, a big indicator of that is where somebody lives. So there's another free resource I'm going to give you right now. It's called eddm.usps.com. It's a website, United States Postal Service. And in here, you can type in, this is all free, by the way. Literally, you can do this right now, this second. You can go there, you can type in a zip code, and look at this. It will show you the average household income with all you have to do is hover your mouse over it. Then you go into Facebook and you type in that zip code. What are your chances of talking to someone who can afford it now? Again, free, takes 2 seconds to use. And then the other part that people really struggle with is your elevator pitch. I always say, you want to know the best marketing? Be able to say what you sell in a sentence, like I'm in fifth grade. So do you guys mind, by show of hands, if I give you a verbatim formula that you can use to nail your pitch every single time? Looks like this. Hi, I'm John. I help first-time home buyers get their dream home in 30 days in an unconventional way without putting any money down. That's the formula. That's how long you get for an elevator pitch. Now, let me show you how that's broken down. It looks like this. Hi, I'm first name. I help a specific gender, role, age, identity, entrepreneurs, busy moms, whatever it is, get their desired outcome ready by a specific deadline. Their dream home in 30 days. Specific desires by a deadline. In an unconventional way, a curious word, to make them raise their eyebrows and go, oh, how do you do that? Without their biggest pain, okay? And in addition to that, curiosity words. This I just found on Google. I just typed in curiosity words. This thing called Opt-in Monster showed up, and it gave us all these amazing words to insert. Astonishing, backdoor, unconventional, under wraps. Take a picture of it. It's yours. All this stuff I'm showing you is free anyway. I don't own it. So again, picture here, use the formula, insert the curious word here. Clarity sells. Clarity sells, as Allison said earlier. A confused mind never buys. And K, the last formula when it comes to selling crack to make people smile is to keep asking. This one's important. How many people, on average, did you ask to buy a day in 2020? Follow-up question to that. If you continue to ask that amount of people in 2021, will you hit your goals?
Hi, everyone. Allison here. Now, if you are a CEO or founder and you're ready to build a scalable company that can thrive without you, join me for a free masterclass where we teach you the 5 critical phases you've got to know in order to scale your business to 8 figures and beyond. So head on over to scalemasterclass.com/podcast. To secure your seat today. You're going to leave knowing exactly where you are in the scaling process, what you need to do to get to the next level in business. And then I'm going to give you the 15 scalable models that the most successful companies use to make hundreds of millions to even billions of dollars. So head over to scalemasterclass.com/podcast to secure your seat today. And I will see you there.
Just think about that. We love to overcomplicate business. It's amazing how many people will have the worst sales day of their life. And then you say, well, how many people did you ask to buy today? And they go, well, I didn't ask anybody. Well, I was going to, but I got... It's math. How many people did you ask to buy a day? This is the significance of advertising. You guys realize for $5 to $10 a day, you can ask 1,000 people to buy every single day on Facebook. Say it again. For $5 to $10 a day, you can ask 1,000 people a day to buy. Is it probable that you'll probably increase sales just by implementing that? So let's talk about that. asking people to buy. What I have found is that people don't do it because they're afraid to seem pesky. I don't want to ask people to buy. I don't want to do it too much. I don't want to be seen as the person who just pitches all the time, et cetera. And this is what you got to remember, which is the truth, is it's never about how many times you ask someone to buy. It's always about how you ask them to buy. Let's take a look at Instagram. Here's a page. It's called House of Highlights. And all they do is post highlights of the big popular sporting events. They post like 100 times a day. And you know what comment I've never seen on their page? Ugh, why are you posting so much? I hate you. Why are you asking so much? Never happened. Can you please post more? We'd also like to see this. Because it's the how. Are you making them smile? Just like dating, people in relationships. Like, you can ask someone out more than once as long as they're happy and you're making them smile. But no means no. I guess I can't really use the example because it just sounds like no means no, but like, whatever. Anyways, you guys know my point. Continuing on is five ways to ask people to buy on Facebook that cost less than $5 that take less than 5 minutes to set up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your 2021 marketing plan. We'd love to overcomplicate it. I will give you everything that you need to do right now this second. But first, let me simplify what Facebook is. A lot of experts come on, they try to make things complicated. It's really not. This is a billboard that I currently have up in La Jolla, San Diego, La Jolla today. It's just promoting my podcast. But here's what sucks about this billboard. Number one, it costs $8,000 for 3 weeks. What a joke. In addition to that, I can't control who sees it, who drives by it. There's a pandemic going on. Traffic is less. There's nothing I can do. I have to pay up front. In addition to this, I don't know if it's working. Like, you don't really know, you kind of know, you may see a spike, but you're always wondering, you're guessing, et cetera. And then in addition to all of that, I had to have a fancy designer do it. But Facebook isn't that different than the billboard. Matter of fact, I would argue it's the same exact thing. It's a billboard that you can show to anybody in the world. And the only difference is you can show them a picture that you could take on your cell phone or find online, or you can show them a video. That's it. That's what Facebook is. It's a tool to put your message in front of someone. If they buy, depends on what you say, not if the platform works. Continuing on here, benefits of Facebook. Number one, 1 to 10 cents to show somebody. Number two, I control who sees it. I can only show it to people who are most likely to buy. Number three, I can tell instantly if it's making me money, and if it's not, I can turn it off and stop it. So I hedge my risk. And in addition to this, to create Facebook ads, all you have to do is take out your phone and press record. Fair, okay? So let's get into this. Five simple ads you can create today and use all year long to get sales for nothing more than $5, and it takes 5 minutes to set up. Number one is birthday campaigns. Birthday campaigns are like the easiest wins of all time. You guys realize by just logging into the Facebook website and pointing and clicking, you can advertise to everybody who has an upcoming birthday within the next 7 or 30 days. It's a click of a button. In addition to that, you can celebrate to, or advertise to people in a birthday month. Birthdays in January, birthdays in February, March, April, May, June. And it gets even better. You can advertise to the friends of people who are having birthdays. And you can say, hey, Allison's birthday's coming up. Did you get her something? Why not give her this? Because I know you forgot. This is free. Free to use this tool. $5 to show it to 1,000 people. Are we kidding me? You can do this with books. You can do this with insurance. Hey, you're getting older. It's probably time to insure yourself and your family and make sure they're good. You can do it with birthday cookies. You can do it with beers. You can do it with events. There's not a single person here today that can't implement this right now to generate sales tomorrow. Maybe even later today. In addition to this, locations. Very, very, very powerful. You get to choose where your advertisement goes. You can literally type in an address and you can show ads to people within a mile of that. Hospitals, business parks. To get in front of them, it is literally clicking buttons. You're typing in zip codes, you're typing in cities, you're typing in states, you're typing in countries, you're typing in the entire world if you want to. And then they even give you this feature. You can only show ads to people who live in a certain location if they've traveled to the location or if they're just visiting. If you're in the tourist industry, what a great feature. How much does it cost to use? Nothing. $5 a day, you can start executing. In addition to this, Real estate, by the way, side note, if you're in real estate, you need to be using tactics like this. Go to a neighborhood, shoot the ad in the actual neighborhood, show the ad to that specific address and say, hey, houses here are selling for this. Do you want to know what your house is worth? Click here. Like, there's just so many simple things you can do with just your cell phone and a little bit of creativity and smile power, okay? Next, this is one specifically for people who are deathly afraid of technology. People who know they need to be doing it, but it honestly gives you a physical reaction to doing. It's called a messenger ad. Now, keep it really simple. It looks like this. You can take a picture and then say something as simple as this. Hey, if you're thinking about running Facebook ads for your business, then you're probably wondering how much it costs. Click the send message button and let's chat. And then they can click the button that shows up on the advertisement. And then it shows up right in your phone. Starts the conversation. What an easy sales process. Picture, lines, start chatting. Picture, lines, start chatting. It's the whole entire process. So here's the form I'll give you guys. Take a picture of this. If you're thinking about desired outcome, then you're probably wondering, insert problem. Okay, this is what it looks like side by side. If you're thinking about getting life insurance, then you're probably wondering which plan is right for you and your family. Click the send message below and let's chat. Ask me anything. $5 a day. You can ask 1,000 people. Ridiculous. And finally, talking about what's relevant. This is massive. I know you want to talk about your product or service, but you got to weave it in into current events. There's a resource, another free one. It is called Google Trends. Google Trends will tell you what the most talked about subjects in the world are. You literally type into Google Trends. You click the button. That's what it looks like. And then underneath that, it will show you what's recently trending. For example, right now, the Golden Globes 2021, 500,000 people are searching for it. So tomorrow in your content, what should you talk about? The Golden Globes. Who won this? Who won that? Et cetera. And then make an offer to your business. It's nothing. It costs you nothing to get involved in the conversation. Google Trends is a free tool. In addition to this, I tested the theory. So during election season, and by the way, we all know our news feed was like crazy during all that stuff, okay? I tested something, right? Whenever I brought up Trump, Biden, something, my engagement goes through the roof. Here's an example. I did a video saying who I voted for. It gets 20,000 views, 635 comments. I do another video the next day. It's about like marketing and stuff that makes you money, you know, changes your life, things like that. 7,000 views, 52 comments. Nobody wants to eat their vegetables. What you sell, your product or service, dude, is vegetables. It's your job to mix them in. I got a 5-year-old daughter. I'm mixing stuff all the time, trying to figure out how to get her to eat her vegetables. That's the game. 2021 is a pivotal year, and you got three choices. You can sell nothing, you can sell something, or you can sell crack. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for having me. This was fun. Use it. Use everything I told you. Make it happen. I love you guys. Thanks for having me. And Allison, I only said damn 4 times. Thank you. Appreciate you guys. Oh, come on. Oh, a little Q&A action?
Yeah. All right, let's give it up for Billie Jean. Was he fantastic?
Thank you, guys.
So great. Thank you. All right, so you're obviously such an expert in marketing, but you are a really passionate guy when it comes to business.
Yeah.
So what is your why? What drives you so much in your business?
Probably having a... Both my parents grew up on welfare. And, you know, probably two words, guilt and duty, right? So I look at my parents' life. They both came up on welfare. And for them to put me in private Catholic school, to me, that is way harder than anything I've ever done. So to me, I did that. Then I went to the University of San Diego and met some of the wealthiest people in the world. So when I see that comparison, and I'm like, what's the difference between this group and this group? You know what the word is? Education. And for me, I'm trying to acquire knowledge all day and bring it back to people. To people who look like me, brown, black, women, minorities, underdogs, anybody who feels like they didn't get a fair shake. Because I feel like I got lucky. I got lucky in the sense of I got to go to USD. I got to go to St. Augustine High School. And so I had both worlds. Like, I have two tattoos. One says perspective, one says vision. But I got to experience both of these worlds. And so now what drives me is, like, I don't have the opportunity to just sit on my heels and chill. Like, I got the plug. I got the advantage. Now it's my duty to give it back and spread it and to do a lot more than my parents did. Yeah.
I love that. Well, and what you're doing is you're leading and you're elevating others to lead others. And it's a ripple effect. I had a feeling because you are so passionate about it. Yeah. And obviously you make a lot of money, which is a great thing too. But there is usually some other deeper driver there. We've talked about this before, but I just feel like this is so important. You run your business like an entertainment company.
Yeah.
And so talk about the importance of a business being entertaining.
So it's, to me, it's math, right? So if you go on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, I feel like every single person here watching, you guys have all had a post where you put it up, you were super excited about your content, and then nobody saw it. And you go, what the heck? I just put all this energy, et cetera, into there. Because what people forget is when you're on social media, you're not just competing with your competition or other brands. You're competing with someone's best friend who just got pregnant, with someone who's getting married, the tweet of the day by Trump or whatever it is. All of those things, there's only so much space on a newsfeed. So you have to insert your company here. So to stand out, to get attention so that you can make offers, you literally have to be entertaining. Like, people don't watch boring. They don't participate in boring. They avoid at all costs boring. So, like, to me, it's not even like a luxury. It's like a requirement. And when we've led with entertainment first, it's always financially been beneficial.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's super inspiring. What do you do to tap? You're so creative. I mean, do you have a practice to tap into your creativity, or do you just download these ideas all the time? Like, how do you do it?
Studying. You know, like, I think the biggest myth is that, you know, people are just like, and I guess it happens sometimes, but like magically creative. Like, I think you can get lucky like that. But I think the best creatives in the world are the most studied. They just have seen that many paintings. They've seen that many videos. They've been to that many events. And when you see more things, you have more tools to use, right? Like, imagine someone who's only seen the same movie over and over again versus someone who's seen 640. They're going to have ideas that you can't compare because they're just more studied. They're better read. You know what I mean? So I think it's like a studying thing. So for me, I fell in love with advertising early. So I study ads. If I'm in my newsfeed, I save things all of the time. Yeah. Like, I just have a bunch of saved advertisements. Anything catches my idea, my attention, I save it. And so then when it comes for me and my team to create, it becomes easy. And they do the same thing. So my team is extremely creative, et cetera, and we have fun together. Yeah. So when you put us all in a room together, we just get to vibe, and like, that's what comes out is all this weird stuff that makes sales.
Yeah, so good when your ads pop up. You can't not watch it. You just can't not watch it. Okay, and what do you feel like, where do you feel like, I'm sure at the same time, you're also looking at ads where people are making mistakes.
Yeah.
Or just marketing in general. What do you find where you're like, that's never going to work?
Honestly, I don't even want to sound redundant, but like, boring. Here's a question for everybody. When's the last time you watched an ad that was boring? I'll wait. It never happened. You can't even remember. Hey, you guys remember that one boring ad? No, of course you don't. Nobody remembers boring anything. Remember that one boring date, that boring relationship, that boring experience? No one on the planet remembers anything that's boring.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know.
And also, too, a lot of
I've had
clarity.
Relationships like that before. Yeah. So.
Well, I don't.
Not you,
my girlfriend's.
Honey.
My girlfriend's perfect.
My honey's like over there going, excuse me. No. Not you, honey. Not you. We were on Clubhouse a couple weeks ago. I get on at 10 o'clock at night just to go, oh, I wonder what's going on in here. All of a sudden, I'm on stage with Billie Jean, and I didn't really know what the room was about.
Yeah.
But people were pitching their ideas, and you were critiquing them on your pitches.
As you were, too. Yeah.
We both were. And you are brilliant with getting people to get to their sales pitch through emotion immediately. Can you give some tips on that?
So I would encourage everybody to really sell the feeling. People buy things because they want to feel a certain way. You buy a Louis Vuitton, whatever, because you want to feel significance. You may not say it like that, but you want to feel important. You get the red bottoms on your shoes because when you walk, you want to feel like you're that girl, you're that guy, and you want people to see. You know, when you buy a movie ticket or the Super Bowl tickets, you want to have fun and experience. You want to feel happy. You want to share it with your friends. You buy a house, you buy a car. Everybody is chasing feelings. So when you make your pitch, say it to somebody, and instead of being like, did you like the pitch? Can you give me feedback? Say, how'd that make you feel? And it'll tell you everything. And if they give you like, yeah, it was cool, it made you, that means they didn't feel anything. And people don't feel anything, they don't buy anything. You sell feeling, right? Your product or your service is the vehicle so they could feel, boom.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think there was a woman that came on and she was like a relationship coach, but it was about getting them to say something like, imagine you're there, you're with your significant other, yeah. and this is happening. So like telling a story.
Stories are everything. I mean, movies are stories, TV shows are stories. Like, you know, everybody like thinks of, take like the richest company or one of the richest companies in the world, Apple, right? Like people love Steve Jobs' story, the founder's story. They love Elon's story. Like people follow Disney. Think about Disney. Disney is a massive company that's just only getting bigger and more profitable. They're buying stories, characters, concepts, and then look at the money they make from them. So Disney buys Star Wars, right, franchise, and they turn it into billions and billions of dollars in sales. They make a theme park about it. They make additional movies about it. They sell swag, like everything. It's the story, the concepts, the characters they fall in love with. So all business is selling stories. And there's a couple different characters that you can roll with. The characters could be yourself, the founder of the company, but it could also be your customers. It can even be your vendors. Think about all the people who sell based on organic, but we only do caged free. They're selling their vendors. They're selling their process. So you can make the hero of your story. It doesn't have to be you. It could be any of those lanes.
Yeah. Well, this has been awesome.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
Been great. Thank you guys for having me. Thank you guys for being warm and kind. I appreciate it. And for letting me say damn four times.
I that's all right. That went under the radar. I think we'll all be fine with that. Let's give Billie Jean some hearts.
Thank you guys. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
All right.
You.